Truth Talk Live, where pop culture, current events, and theology come together. Cutting-edge topics.
All these Christians, I'm not going to church because they're a bunch of hypocrites. Well, you better not go because you'll fit right in, right?
Truth for the now generation. Guests that push your hot button. Relevant, real radio.
Every Christian needs to be on their knees every night praying for our leaders and for the president. Yes. Period.
This is Truth Talk Live. Now, from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Everson.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, please welcome the often imitated but never duplicated, the man of the hour, the man with the power, Stuart Epperson Jr.
Okay, Truth Talk Live listeners, it's going to be a heated debate, a battle. We're in the ring. We're going toe-to-toe with another Christian talk show host. How about that? He's also a pastor. This guy is Bob Inyart. He's Bob Inyart, and he is in the house right now on Truth Talk Live, a la Denver, Colorado. This guy, you think I'm radical? You think I'm tough? You think I'm over the top? Wait till you meet this guy. He is absolutely just top-lining it. He is just pushing the envelope, folks. Last time on Truth Talk Live, we asked the question, should a pastor ever endorse a political candidate? You folks had mixed feelings. Stick to the gospel. That's why we go to church, to hear the word of God, to grow in the faith, to impact the culture. Well, Bob Inyart is a pastor, and Bob Inyart does endorse political candidates. And Bob Inyart, buddy, you're in big trouble today on Truth Talk Live because you're going toe-to-toe with Stu. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Stu Epperson, I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and it's a sin to vote for Barack Obama.
Okay, now, he's right out of the gate, what in the world? He just takes a lick right there, just bam, right there. What are you thinking?
It is a sin to vote for any candidate who tells you that their position is they support the killing of some innocent children, any innocent people, actually. But if that is their position, then it's a sin. And, Stu, we want our Christian leaders to stand up to warn our nation. We don't want to put a gag rule on them.
Okay, so
to silence the church.
So abortion is a hot topic, and you would open up with one of those hot, controversial topics here on Truth Talk Live. As our guest is, you and I have the battle of the Christian talk show host. But abortion is a political topic, Bob. The church is to bring people to Christ and to grow them and nurture them in the faith. You're a pastor. You should know that. Why bring that up in the pulpit? Why bring up Barack Obama at all in the pulpit? It's about feeding people, feeding the flock. It's about growing people in the Lord. Why are you going after these political hot potatoes in a non-political arena, which is the church? I'm going to worship with my family. We pile into the Epperson station wagon. We're all dressed up real nice. No
yeah.
arguments on the way to church, of course, in our family. Maybe yours has
yeah.
arguments on the way to church. And we're
that's
going
how
to teach.
The Lutherans, that's how the Lutherans went to church in Germany through the 20s and 30s. They got all dressed up.
Okay, that's right. We go, and you're, now you're saying, I go into church, you're saying the pastor should be speaking on political topics. Vote here, vote there, don't vote here, don't vote this way. When I want to hear a message from the Word of God so I can grow in the faith. Come on, Bob.
Sure, if a pagan government or a godless government tried to gag the prophets of God in the Bible, they would have said what Peter said, we must obey God rather than man. So if God's leaders don't care about the eternal souls of our governing officials, if they don't care about whether they go to heaven or hell, well then, Stu, they could stay silent.
Okay, so here's,
The devil has a saying, and all those Christians who say that pastors should be silent,
yeah,
on politics, they're quoting half of the devil's statement. The devil says the two things you shouldn't talk about are religion and politics. And those are, of course, the two most important things, because religion tells us how to have a relationship with God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And politics is God has given the authority to men to govern one another, and he wants the government to honor him and prohibit murder, prohibit stealing, to have sex only within the confines of a marriage between one man and one woman. And so if we're going to say that the church should keep its mouth shut regarding public policy on marriage and life and death and the economy, thou shalt not steal, then we are neutering the church. We're gagging the men of God, and it's wrong.
Okay, I want to give the toll-free number on Truth Talk Live. It's 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. He's a pastor. And, Bob, for the record, yes or no answer, nothing cute. You,
yeah.
Yes or no, you endorse or condemn political candidates from the pulpit as a pastor, yes or no?
Yes.
And you enjoy the 501c3 status that is given you by the IRS?
Yeah, yes, and the 501c3, Stu, for it to be a gag rule denying pastors their right to free speech is such a crime against the gospel, and it's a crime against humanity. It's not on the order of a genocide, but no government has the right to tell any class of people that you cannot speak up on issues.
Okay, now, listeners, folks, you went on my Facebook page, and I even got blasted by people. I never made a declarative statement. I asked a question. Is it ever okay? I had it happen in my own hometown. 10 pastors got together in a coalition, and they said, we're endorsing these Democrats for the primary. And there was quite a controversy in their churches because someone doctored the document they passed out of their endorsements to put someone on there that wasn't supposed to be on there. So now they're going to sue that person. They're not afraid of losing their status. And I don't think they're under any harm, even though, according to the law, it's illegal. And so I just asked the question on the show last time, should a pastor ever do this? How does this make you feel? What if not a liberal Democrat is endorsed by a pastor? What if a conservative church endorses a Republican candidate? Is that okay? Folks, you can still share your experience, but I want to hear from you because what we've done is we've gone out and found a pastor who does endorse those candidates. So if you disagree with me, either on my Facebook page or at truthtalklive.com, now's your chance to weigh in at 866-34-TRUTH. Bob Inyart is on with us, and Tony's our first caller. Tony, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
Howdy, Tony. Dude.
Hey, listen, I'm a pastor. I'm an interim pastor of a Southern Baptist church. I'm also a talk radio show host, and I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
Praise God.
Oh, and listen here. Now, this has got to be a plan or something. What's
praise
going
God,
on out
pastor
there?
Pastor to pastor. Praise God.
You guys are, someone out there sabotaging this show. I got another talk show host dash pastor calling in. And I'm trying to take the, you know, Tony, I'm trying to take this guy on, and here you call in to make things more complicated. What's going on?
Man, I'm just calling in to support my brother in the Lord, who is right on about the pastoral responsibility to call God's people to be godly in every area of life. Jesus said to be salt and light in the culture, and he didn't say, hey, be salt and light except when you go to the voting booth and when you participate in this wonderful gift we've been given called a constitutional.
Okay, and that's fine. And we should vote. It's a stewardship. It's a right. It's a freedom. It's great. People die to preserve our right to vote. But Pastor Tony and Pastor Bob, let me directly ask you a question that was posed at me. I was confronted by a pastor earlier who said, I'm there at church. I've got Democrats and Republicans in my congregation, some of whom have never heard the gospel, and I go on this political rant. Why not just preach the word? We've got a famine in the land. Why not just give them the gospel of Jesus Christ? Teach them
that's
about justification. Teach them about sanctification.
True.
Come on, Bob, Tony,
remember,
get on.
Remember the priest. Remember the priest and the Levite who both had that same attitude with the Good Samaritan? And the criminals left a victim for dead. And they thought, you know what? That's public policy, how to intervene with crime. We're busy with a ministry. We don't have time to care for our neighbor. We're going to preach the gospel.
Okay, let's let Pastor Tony. I don't know that I would superimpose that particular application of that parable. But, Tony, what do you say to what do you say to my question about the role of the church in growing the saints into the likeness of Christ versus using the pulpit as a stump for politics? Tony, how do you address that question?
Well, first of all, when you say using the pulpit as a stump for politics, I'm not doing that. But I'm not going to shy away from talking about issues that are political issues that are very important. And I'm also going to talk about political candidates personally when I have the opportunity and try to help people be informed. I do that every day on my show about how they should vote. And by the way, John the Baptist lost his head over this. I mean,
yeah, that's exactly right. Pastor, that's exactly
called out King Herod. He called him into question.
All right.
You're the leader. I'm the preacher. I'm calling you out.
Are you two pastors asking for a death wish or something by bringing the Baptist up? What do you think?
Of course not. We're asking the preach the truth.
Okay, hang on. And Tony, thanks for your call. Pastor Tony, keep up the good work
there.
More coming up. Hang on.
God bless you.
Okay, Bob, hang on. Don't break. Don't edit this out. This is live. This is the Truth Network break, but I want to plug your website. You've got some pretty cool tools there. You've debated atheists. You've debated agnostics. You've debated homosexual activists. You've debated evolutionists, which is going on your show right now. What's your site? I want to give you a shameless plug. We've got you at truthtalklive.com. We're talking to Bob today. We're debating him on should a pastor, and since he is one who does endorse political candidates, should a pastor ever do it? Should he do it? Tony, a great caller who agrees with Bob. Do you agree or disagree with these guys, folks? I need some help. As you can see, I'm outnumbered in this whole debate, or should I say debacle. But, Bob, quickly plug your site and your ministry real quick. How can our listeners pray for you?
Our website is KGOV, KGOV.com, like the call letters of a radio station west of the Mississippi. KGOV.com. And, Stu, we do debate homosexuals, the media, national media, atheists, evolutionists, abortionists. We do it all right here at KGOV. Your show, I've listened to your show for years on and off thanks to the Internet, and it's a joy to be on Truth Talk Live.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for braving the airwaves with us. We don't agree on everything. We do agree on the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's coming again, and we need to serve him and proclaim in the land. And I guess on this show today we'll debate on how far do we go as a pastor in the pulpit, and I'm going to bring a bottom line truth up that I've brought up earlier today on another show that I think is relevant. I think you'll agree with me, but we'll test those waters when they get there. I want to remind our listeners, folks, we support the persecution project in Sudan. Bob, I've told you about my trip to Darfur. I still have a hard time speaking publicly about this because I saw victims of a genocide, an outright slaughter, little children that I gave a teddy bear to that had never seen a teddy bear before, but they saw mom and dad cut down right in front of them. Please support the Persecution Project. If you're in Denver, anywhere in America, persecutionproject.org. Go to truthtalklive.com. They're one of our partners. Bob, make him one of your partners. Truthtalklive.com under partners. More with Bob in the Battle of the Talk Shows after this. Okay, we're in the ring. We're going toe-to-toe, head-to-head with Bob Inyard. It's the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. Bob is a talk show host, a pastor in Denver, Colorado. We got his website at truthtalklive.com. You think Truth Talk Live is fiery, controversial? Wait till you hear this guy. Well, he came on with us today to talk about this issue, should pastors endorse political candidates? Because he is a pastor, and he does that. Is he wrong? Is he in sin? I talked to a pastor earlier today who says absolutely yes. Bob, let me just read to you a quick litany of calls. I went on to Facebook, Stu Epperson, on my Facebook account, and I said to my listeners, I said, look it, I need help. I said, I'm debating this guy today, and he's a pastor, and he says, yes, I do endorse political candidates, and Bob, I'm just going to throw it at you right now. You ready for this? Are you with me? Okay, I'm going to throw this at you. One guy said, you're a pastor, you're going to violate your 501c3 agreement that you agreed to, which you're going to say that's unconstitutional, so might as well just move on to the next one.
Well, forget about unconstitutional. It's immoral. You can't gag a class. You can't say plumbers are not to speak about morality or they can't work. It violates your God-given right to free speech.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay, I got another guy that says, no, preach the word. That was Paul's commission to Timothy. But let politics take care of themselves. The pulpit is for the word of God.
In the Old Testament and New Testament, we have examples of the governing leaders being admonished, being rebuked, and people being warned about evil governing leaders.
Okay, well, here's another one. He says, no candidate should be endorsed in the church. I wish people cared to know more about Jesus as much as they do about politics. That's what Greg said.
Jesus doesn't give us an artificial separation. The Christians in Germany who said, we're here about church. We're not worried about the government. If the government wants to hate Jews or kill babies, that's not our responsibility. They were apathetic. They did not love their neighbor, and they made Christianity in Germany an irrelevancy, and the church in Germany today is dead.
Okay, my buddy James said, these are my Facebook friends, which are very bright and very wise, and I love to get their feedback. I don't always agree with them, but here's what James said.
Yeah.
He said, Stu, I disagree with you. Now, I don't know that he understood. I was never making a statement. I was asking a question. But he said this. He said, pastors in most conservative circles, they may not say a candidate's name, but they strategically and carefully weave a Republican or conservative agenda in their message. Both are wrong because God doesn't favor any political party. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Bob.
All right. And what matters is that we say what is true. That's what matters. And to be silenced, we'd have to clip out. We'd have to get our scissors and cut out chunks of the Bible if we're going to remove God's people from speaking about corrupt governing officials and bloodthirsty governing officials and those who kill the innocent.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm going to throw another just a couple more, than that, but I got to go to these callers. We got callers like Sky listening to us on our all new affiliate, Truth Network affiliate in Iowa. Oh, we lost Sky tuning in on FM 99.3 and AM 1260, The Truth in Iowa. So excited to have that station online. Call us back, Sky, at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. We're taking on Bob Inyart. He endorses political candidates for the pulpit. Is he wrong? Is he all wet? Okay, Bob.
You know Barry Lynn. You know Barry Lynn, Reverend Barry Lynn, the liberal,
right?
Americans United for Censorship,
right?
I debated him on this topic on my show, and he admitted. They said, you know, churches have a tax exemption,
right?
Well, I brought up, and he admitted that labor unions have a tax exemption, and yet they're permitted free speech regarding politics.
Yeah. If you don't vote with your union, you're in trouble, right? I mean, that's big.
Well,
the
that's
union
right.
Vote.
Chambers of Commerce, they have tax exemption, and they still retain their free speech, including political.
And they
this is a scam. It's a gag rule to get the church out of the culture.
But I want to get to this question. So what about the government? Let's say it's perfectly legal. Is it biblical? Hold your powder, because I got to get Phyllis in here. She's been holding on for her. Phyllis, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I have to completely agree with Bob.
What?
Yes. I think as Christians, we should all be soldiers. We should speak out against corruption in the government. I mean,
all right, Phyllis.
Okay, Phyllis, chapter and verse. Where does the Bible say, when Jesus said, this church, upon this rock I'll build my kingdom, you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, built on the foundation of Christ and the prophets, where does he say, now go out and get the vote out, and go out and vote for this guy who's running for circuit court? Where does he say the church is supposed to be doing that? We're supposed to be lifting up Christ, Phyllis, are we not?
I could tell. Hey, Phyllis.
Hold on, Bob. Don't. Please, don't.
I could help Phyllis with that.
Yes.
Let her talk, Bob. Come on.
Speaking against corruption in politics is standing up for the Lord. What are we going to do when the Antichrist takes over?
All right. Okay, so Bob, what do you? Okay, let's see what Bob says about that. Phyllis, I appreciate
all right,
your call.
Phyllis,
what do you say, Bob?
Jesus said that he wants us to be salt and light.
Right.
And if Christians cannot be salt and light to tell people right from wrong, the truth that God reveals in His Word, then the world is going to be in darkness and it's going to be plummeting. And Stu, that was the purpose of that 501c3 scam put on churches. That was the purpose. To silence the church so we'd have less and less Christian influence in our culture in America. And look what it's done for us. Epidemic divorce and kids who are homosexuals and abortion and pornography.
All right, let's go to Rusty in Utah listening to us on AM 820. KUTR, The Truth. We lost Rusty on our great affiliate out there. Bob, you're just too long-winded here. I'm trying to get some calls in. 866-348-7884. Look, folks, Bob and I go back a long way, so I give him a hard time, but if you just joined us, Stu is so rude. Well, Bob,
you're not rude, Stu. You're a blessing.
It's all a Christian love. It's all a Christian love, and we enjoy each other, but we don't agree on everything. This is one of those topics that we're going back and forth on right now. Let's go back to South Carolina and talk to Bill. If you want to call in, we've got a line or two open now at 866-348-7884. Should Bob endorse, as a pastor, political candidates? He says yes. What do you say? Is he off his rocker? Bill, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I am a minister, and I have to say that to an extent I agree with Bob, simply because, as he said, we're called to be the salt of the earth. And if you ask a chef what salt is for, it is to enhance the flavor of the other ingredients. And the Bible also says that when the salt loses its savor, then it is useless. If we do not stand up for what we believe, and in order to do that, I believe we have to speak out against candidates that have a proven record of, against abortion, for pro-choice. you know, gay activism and things like that. We have to stand up against it.
Well, here's my question.
Bill, I have a question for Bill. Bill, thank you. And in Louisiana, when David Duke deceived thousands of Christians who didn't realize that he was a racist and a white supremacist, shouldn't the pastors have stood up and said, don't support David Duke? He's a racist. He hates Jews. And we need to oppose him as the body of Christ. Shouldn't he have done that?
Okay.
Oh, yes,
okay, we got to take a break. Everyone hold that thought and wait till you hear what 40 pastors did to defy the IRS on this very issue. Stay tuned to Truth Talk Live. I'm right. Here's where I am. Beyond the legal issue, and we've been talking all hour long with a pastor who does endorse political candidates, I thought it only fair to have someone from his position, from that side of the aisle, on the show today so you could ask him tough questions. We've already had a couple of pastors call in. Folks, I'm backpedaling here. I'm on the defense. I'm beaten and bedraggled and bleeding. And my trainer's trying to get me a cloth here. I got cuts and I'm trying to get swathed. And I don't know if I can take another round with Bob Inyart. And we've got this video at our website, truthtalklive.com. Do you want your pastor? What would you do if your pastor endorsed a political candidate? That was last time. Today we're talking to a pastor who does endorse political candidates. And even if it's legal, even if you can demonstrate that the IRS code that says it's illegal, that LBJ put in place in 1954, and Bob, is my history right? It was 1954. It was the Houston churches that were upsetting Lyndon B. Johnson in his run, and he was mad, and when he gets in office, he passes a law, this IRS code, that pretty much is a gag order on all churches, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
And he has no right.
He has no right, and so, but I'm asking you this question. Even if, without that, given the fact we're not going to stand before the government on the day of judgment or the day of reckoning or the day of rewards, we're going to stand before God. And that's humbling, and that's true. And I have, politics is a huge impediment to people in any way. And if I go right to that barrier with people as opposed to go to the only thing that's going to bring them to Christ, and that is the gospel, why would I do that? Why would I bring that impediment in? Why not focus on Christ? He'll draw them into himself. Sure hit the issues. Sure teach on Psalm 139 and the sanctity of life and the sanctity of marriage and the covenant of marriage and engage the culture. But why just lead with this Republican-Democrat nonsense from the pulpit, Bob Inyart?
Stu, God wants Christians to exercise influence in all areas of human endeavor, over the arts and over labor, over government, over family. There is no area that God says, I don't care how human beings behave in that area. We can't compartmentalize society and say Christianity has nothing to say about commerce. It does. Jesus tells us through his word that businessmen cannot cheat. They can't cheat. They can't use unjust weights and measures. They have to be fair and honorable. So if there is a business, if Hollywood is stealing somehow from its customers, then the church should expose that if that's a relevancy.
Yeah, but if I'm a lifelong Democrat and I'm not a Christian, and you're a Christian and you're a lifelong Republican, why don't you give me the gospel? That is the power of God to salvation to every man that believeth. Turning me into an elephant, turning me into a Republican on the day of voting is not going to prepare my heart for the day of judgment.
You know, Martin Luther answered that question. He said that if you as a Christian, if you're not fighting where the battle is hottest, then you're not fighting at all. And so the Christians in Germany, Stu, they were silenced. They were manipulated for decades into thinking that the government was none of their business. And so the National Socialists took power, and they had a hatred of the Jews, and the churches remained silent. And as a result of that, through natural consequence and even the judgment of God, the church in Germany to this day is dead.
Okay, what about...
The church is dead.
Okay, what about... And you have the Holocaust and you have all that, but what about Scott, who said the pulpit is the place where the Word of God is preached? He said that it's truthtalklive.com at our post there. The pulpit is a place where the Word of God is preached. I shouldn't have to worry about hearing or knowing my pastor's political views from the pulpit. All I should hear from the pulpit is my pastor rightly dividing the Word of truth.
Well, I love rightly dividing the Word of truth.
Yeah.
But we'd have to take our scissors and cut out every place in the Bible where the governing officials are rebuked, where they're corrected, where they're admonished, where they're taught, and often by name. They're called out by name and rebuked.
Okay.
Or commended.
Okay, let's go to Victor. Thanks for hanging on, Victor. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu debating Bob Inyart, who says pastors should endorse political candidates. What do you say to him?
I say to him that he's right on.
Okay.
I am another one who stands
Look, Victor,
with
I'm in here throwing everything I can at this guy, and then you come on and you what you why do you agree
well,
with
him? I think you just sided on the wrong side of the fence this time.
Okay, so Victor, let's just get real here, okay? I got my neighbor, he's not a Christian, and maybe he's just in the other political party than me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working him to come to church, I mean, for years. He finally says, you know what, I want to come to church. I'm excited because I know he's going to hear the gospel. We go to church, and it's the week before election, and the preacher gets up and starts endorsing every candidate that's not on my neighbor's signs in my neighbor's yard, and my neighbor gets up and walks out. I mean, why does that have to come up? Why can't I want my neighbor to hear the word of God and be saved, not hear a political speech.
I just don't think the pastors are going to be preaching every week on what's going on in politics. And maybe that day he'll be preaching on salvation.
Okay. So you're saying,
that's right.
Okay. Well, yeah, so you're saying don't make it a dominating theme, but make it clear when it comes to the moral issues. I mean, Bob, why can't you just live with a pastor being very clear on the moral issues and not getting into, well, now in this district, such and such is running and vote for him. Why do you have to get so specific, Bob?
Because morality has a face.
For Pete's sake, you came out of the show saying you're in sin if you vote for Obama. I mean, how marginalizing can you
true.
Be?
Stu, it's true. When there were slave traders who were buying and selling men, women, and children, they needed to be rebuked.
Obama's not. Why are you connecting him with slavery? That's wrong.
I'm not. This absurd principle that pastors, that men of God should be gagged, would cause that to happen in every phase of human history. And we see when the church has been silent, centuries later, the church is condemned, even by the culture, for not rising up and speaking out. Stu, you know that the liberals today in the media condemn the church in Germany and throughout Europe for being silent.
Right. Okay,
and
what about...
So that will happen again when finally the world realizes that child killing is evil, abortion. Then the church that remained mostly apathetic will be condemned even by the secular world eventually.
Okay, Victor, what do you say to that? And what about this idea that someone's in sin who voted for Barack Obama?
Well, personally, I can only speak for myself. And on myself, what I try to do is I'm not Democrat or Republican. But what I do is I compare the issues and I compare what the candidates stand for to the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why does a pastor have to get up and be Mr. Democrat or Mr. Republican? Why doesn't a pastor do the same thing?
Well, one thing is because the people who we put in office are the ones who are making the laws. They're the ones who are putting things in place that's going to affect our lives.
Okay.
And, you know, we wouldn't have to deal with, you know, now we have homosexuality as another way of life. Being
yeah, and it's an agenda that's being pressed. And should a pastor
exactly.
speak about that?
Yeah, we have things okay. in our school, but if we speak up, and Christians are staying silent for the most part.
Well,
these things would not be.
Well, Bob Inyart says they're not doing enough. Victor, thanks for your call. Let's go to Jeanette. Jeanette, thanks for hanging on. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Okay, we lost Jeanette. Let's go to Hank, listening in Virginia. Okay, we lost Hank. We got people that we're getting disconnected with here, but we're going to get you back on. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884 is our call-in number here on Truth Talk Live. And I think we have resuscitated Jeanette. Jeanette, thanks for calling in and for hanging on. You're on Truth Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu. I like Bob. I think he should run for president.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Yeah, no,
that would be the end of his ministry, by the way, but go ahead.
I agree with him because, you know, the sin of omission is just as toxic as the sin of commission.
Wow.
And, well, but how is it omission when, as a pastor, I decide not to go with my political party and use the pulpit as a place to project my political feelings?
Stu, cowardice is also a sin. Cowardice is listed by Jesus in the last chapter of the book of Revelation as a sin.
Look, a cowardice, a pastor, is to confront sin. He's to confront it with the word of God. He's to preach the law, and he's to preach the gospel.
That's right.
And that affects every area. And sure, he should be clarion clear on abortion, homosexuality, marriage, and financial issues. But,
right.
But when he starts to say, by the way, vote for my buddy for county commissioner when you hit the polls this weekend, I mean, isn't that going too far, Jeanette?
Well, there are at least two places in the scriptures that says if you see a wrong and don't right it, you're just as guilty.
Okay.
Amen.
She's on this omission kick. What about you folks? Jeanette, thanks for your call. I don't know about this omission stuff. 866-34-TRUTH. What about Bob? What about his thoughts? Should pastors get more involved or less? Hang on. Truth Talk Live. Okay, so Scott, he's worked up. He's followed up his comment at truthtalklive.com. So will Pastor Bob perform church discipline on a member that doesn't follow his political views? If one of his members voted for President Obama, which Bob, you say is a sin, does that mean that that church member doesn't repent and is an unrepentant sinner? Is he susceptible to church discipline? Yes or no?
Stu, we would absolutely disfellowship any church member who would support the killing of a single innocent child.
No, I didn't say that. I said who voted for Obama.
Yes. Absolutely.
But Obama said he wanted to make abortion less prominent in the culture.
Yeah, that's like saying I want to make child abuse less prominent. I want to kill fewer Jews this year than last year. I want to have less slaves bought and sold this year. That's sinful.
Okay, we got
it. And he's a child killer. And, yeah, our church, Denver Bible Church, does not tolerate child killers.
Okay, 866-34-TRUTH, is he going too far? We're debating him right now. He's a pastor who does endorse politicians from the pulpit. We've been taking them on all hour long in the battle of the Christian talk show host. Hank is listening to us. AM 590, The Truth in Richmond, Virginia. Hank, thanks for hanging on. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Hey, Stu. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, I disagree. I do not think pastors should endorse political candidates or politicians simply for the fact that they always flip and flop their stance. I do think pastors should speak truth to politicians. Why did John the Baptist die?
Yeah, because he had courage, and because Jesus said there was none born of woman like John the Baptist.
Yeah, but he spoke against sin, Bob. You can speak against sin. You can confront the culture, but you can do it as leading with the gospel, as opposed to passing out voting guides and say, okay, now go into your booth and here's how you vote.
Stu, Jesus rebuked the Herodians, and the Herodians were the ones who were defending Barack Obama. No, they were defending Herod. The same leader, the governing leader that John the Baptist rebuked. So, Jesus criticized the Herodians, and because they would defend their governing official who was evil and who was a murderer.
Okay, Hank, what do you say to that?
Well, I think the point is that the church's job is not to change the government per se. The church's job is to change the heart.
The world. Everyone, the church is
heart. As the hearts of men are changed, then the government is changed.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, listen.
The church's job is to change everyone into the image of Christ.
But Bob,
it doesn't matter if you're a plumber or a mayor.
Yeah, but Bob, think about what Hank is saying. Let's extrapolate your logic, Bob. You take the church, you take the culture. Every politician looks exactly like a little Bob Inyart. He's a clone of what you believe, right down to the T. Okay, but they don't know Christ, and they're all going to hell. What have you accomplished? You've accomplished a moral culture, a worldly wise man, like in Pilgrim's Progress, who thinks he's got it all together. He's the good guy, but he doesn't know Christ.
You
don't want to miss
the
gospel. Don't miss the tree for the woods.
When you teach people right from wrong, adultery is wrong, sex outside of marriage is wrong because God said it's wrong. It's wrong to kill the innocent because God said it's wrong. Socialism is wrong because God said, "Thou shalt not steal." So when you teach people right from wrong,
you can't find socialism defined properly as in a biblical text.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, Hank. You're wrong.
Taxes are wrong. Socialism. I agree. High taxes are wrong, but at the same time, taxes are not wrong.
Of course, taxes are not wrong, but stealing is wrong. That's why socialism is wrong.
Hang on, we'll wrap up the show after this. Hold on. All right, how about Hank? He weighed in. Bob Inyart's our guest. All hour long, we're debating. It's the Battle of the Christian Talk Show host. Bob, you're very courageous to come on this show and to stand in the ring with me and our listeners. Will you come back on again for another topic sometime?
Oh, I'd be thrilled, Stu.
Okay, and we made reference earlier to this pulpit initiative, speakupmovement.org. That website is linked at our website, truthtalklive.com. Bob, we've got your KGov site, and like I said, we don't always agree on everything, but I wanted your site to give you a plug for your ministry because you are trying to reach people for Christ.
Thank you.
Even though you push the envelope, Bob, but we've got you there at truthtalklive.com. We've got a link. You can find out about Bob, agree or disagree with him right now. Bob, I think Scott wants to talk to you at truthtalklive.com, so be sure you spar with him. He's put some comments up. He disagrees some with what you're saying. But Bob is on. All of our guests recently are on. We've got articles that we reference. We've got a debate going on between Christians and atheists right now. We had our atheist friend on the show last week. It's going on at truthtalklive.com. Hang on. We'll wrap up with Bob after this. Never, 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 says Tim, at my Facebook site, endorsing any human being for anything endangers the credibility of the church, its members, and the cause of Christ and the sanctity of the gospel message. And I got a lot of friends from Facebook that disagree with Bob and that are taking on this issue. Should a pastor ever endorse a political candidate? Does it have to be an either-or equation? My bottom line truth, Bob, I welcome your disagreement, and I'm going to let you have a statement, but my bottom line truth is this. The role of the church in the culture is to be salt and light. We agree on that. Does this include speaking to areas, even politics? Here's my bottom line truth. A church should be fed so well, we should be meat Christians, a la Hebrews 5, and not milk Christians, to the point where a pastor does not need to endorse specific candidates. A pastor does not need to get off on certain parties because he has equipped his people with solid Word of God hermeneutics, the scriptures read and shared and taught and understood and meditated upon so that it's permeated the fiber of their being, that the gospel's real in their life and they're living it out in how they vote, in how they live, in everything. And it shouldn't have to even come up. I mean, speak to the issues, but he feeds his flock so well that he shouldn't have to endorse candidates. Bob, agree or disagree with me real quick.
Stu, that's a dodge. You know,
a dodge?
God endorsed governing officials in the Bible, and
but he doesn't tell his church to, not one time. But he does tell his church to preach the word, and we know that the kingdom of God is brought to bear in everything. Bob, that's a given. The gospel is.
If that were true, Stu, millions of people in Germany lived in churches that are following your precept.
They weren't following my precept. They weren't instructing.
Yes, they were.
They were not. They carved out Psalm 139 out of their Bible. They were wrong.
No,
to not.
That's
they were not,
true.
Engaging.
No, the churches, the Lutheran churches in Germany should have said the National Socialists are evil. The Marxists are evil. We need to oppose them in every election, in every district. We need to do everything. And we should have stood with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was the one heroic Christian in Germany who eventually gave his life for a political cause? No, because he loved his neighbor.
Yeah, and he was
the socialist.
And he was an exegete, by the way. And the word of God permeated his life, his message, and his gospel message. And so,
William Wilberforce in England.
Yeah, but I'm not getting into the name-naming as much maybe as you would, Bob. Make your final point. We got to go.
Yeah, we have to have courage. It doesn't matter if the government's going to get mad at us. We have to speak the truth. And when loving your neighbor means warning them about somebody like Barack Obama or even John McCain, who kills millions of children by his own policies, we Christians need to have the courage to tell the truth.
Okay, and let's real quick, Bianca is our last caller in Florida. Bianca, you got about 15 seconds. What do you say real quick to Bob? Listen to us on our all-new station down there, carrying the truth, 91.7 The Truth, carrying Truth Talk Live. Go ahead, Bianca.
Okay, well, I have two things. You have to be careful when you're crossing the line about telling people where to vote. There's two specific instances in the Bible where they voted on things and it was a wrong decision because they didn't seek God first.
Oh, wow.
You should be encouraging your folks to seek God about the decisions they make as far as their political leaders go.
What about that?
Encourage them to vote about it.
Thanks so much. What about that, Bob? You got to seek the Lord first, right?
Yeah, you seek the Lord first and you inform people on their decisions
okay.
based on His word.
TruthTalkLive.com. We got to go.